Paul Ramo here, broadcasting from the Swift County Fairgrounds once again here in Appleton. And boy, a lot of people enjoying the fair, and just want to encourage everyone once again to stop by the commercial building and stop by the Q92 booth, register for some prizes. We got some great prizes. The Mall of America package, which is valued at about $300, Renaissance Festival tickets, and Grand Theater tickets. That's probably the best one, Grand Theater tickets in Madison. We'll be giving those away on the air Monday afternoon at 4:15, so tune in to 92.1 FM. For that, and see if you're a winner. Actually, everyone's a winner that stops by our booth. And we got two winners in our booth right now. One of our fine sponsors here on Q92 is Appleton Area Health Services. And with us is Andrea Block. And Andrea, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and what's your title at the Appleton Area Health Services?
I'm the Director of Clinic Services.
And that is exactly what's the job description there?
Managing the clinic, overseeing lab and x-ray, home care, assisted living, being available to the providers to support them for anything they need, the nurses.
Okay, wow, that's a lot of responsibility there then,
it
Andrea.
Can be.
I thought you said you're here for support for Liz, right?
I'm always supportive of her.
And also, Liz Charles joins us here, and Liz, thanks for joining us. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you're fairly new to the Appleton area. Tell us what you do at Appleton Area Health Services.
So I am the new certified nurse midwife in Appleton. I've been there for about 5 weeks now.
Okay.
And loving it.
Yeah, you hear midwife a lot lately. What exactly does that mean?
So when people hear nurse midwife, they think delivering babies, taking care of pregnant women, which I do, but I can do so much more than that. So I do annual physicals. I do, depression screening and treatment,
okay.
Birth control, you name it. Think of me as a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
Who can deliver babies.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Awesome. Tell us, our listeners, a little bit about yourself then. Where are you from? And
so originally,
schooling?
I'm from Moorhead. I moved 6 years ago, so I live in Hancock now.
Oh, okay.
With my husband and two boys. I graduated from the University of Cincinnati with my master's.
Oh, wow.
That's where I got my nurse midwife degree.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So your thoughts on Appleton and Appleton Health Services here?
I am really loving it there. Everybody in Appleton is amazingly friendly and welcoming and supportive and...
Yep,
yeah.
Just like Andrew is supporting you to be on the radio here today, right?
Very supportive. I'm always there for you.
So good. Welcome to Appleton, then.
Well, thank you.
And Andrew, tell our listeners a little bit about the booth here in the commercial building that people can stop by.
Yeah, stop by our booth. Liz will be here to greet and
visit with you.
Yep. Explain some of our services.
Yep, that's what people do. A lot of vendors here in the commercial building. It's a little cooler today than it was yesterday, that's for sure, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah, I wasn't here yesterday.
Oh, you're lucky you weren't here yesterday. It was hot, so.
It was a warm one.
Yeah, what do you think of the fair?
I love the fair.
So
I spend every day here.
Yep. How about you? First time at the fair here.
First time at the Swift County Fair, so excited to get to walk around and see what's here and eat some good food and a bucket of mini donuts.
A bucket. I like that.
Why we love Liz.
Coming from a healthcare provider, a bucket of mini donuts.
We're going to share it.
The fair is only once a year, so it's okay.
Thank you. I hope my wife's listening to that. So, as long as I got you on, everybody I interview, I ask, what's your favorite fair food? So what's your favorite fair food? You want to think about that for
a minute? Mini donuts.
A bucket of mini donuts. Okay. How about you, Andrea?
I'm going to have to say cheese curds, I think.
Oh. People before you just said cheese curds, too, so.
Those are a second.
Good
thing.
Yeah.
A lot of exciting things are happening at Appleton Area Health Services, aren't there?
There is a lot of changes. A lot of new services being added.
That's for sure. Yeah, and it's all good, and, we've got a lot of new people involved in that, and so Lori's doing a great job as CEO.
She is. We have a great team right now.
Yeah. I'm trying to get Lori on the radio.
I think that's why she sent us.
Thank you.
Liz, let's talk. How did you get involved in, did you always want to become what you are now?
What I am? No, actually. I worked as a NICU nurse before in Fargo, and never did I think of being a nurse midwife when I was there. And then when I moved to Morris, I started working with Paige Hardy, who's the nurse midwife there.
Oh.
And she was, like, an amazing mentor to me and really showed me what a nurse midwife is and does and all the great things that they can provide to women.
All right. Yeah, so all ages of women that you work with, or?
So I see girls starting, so puberty, so age 12,
okay,
up through menopause.
Oh.
So a wide range of women,
okay,
and girls.
All right.
That I am able to see. So.
All right. And if people want to contact you, how can they do that? Just
call up
Appleton
and
okay,
ask for an appointment with me.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, Andrea, thanks for joining us. And
Liz,
thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
First time in a Q92 booth, right?
First time on the radio.
All right.
First with many.
Oh, first time on the radio.
Yes.
Oh, we got to get you on a lot more now.
Oh, boy.
All right, that's Andrea Block and Liz Charles from the Appleton Area Health Services here at the Swift County Fair. And just want to encourage everybody to come over to Appleton for the fair. Runs till Sunday. It's going to be a great day, especially Saturday with the Grassroots here. You guys are a lot younger than me. The Grassroots were one of my favorite bands in the 70s. Can't wait for that. And then Sunday, Johnny Home.
Oh, always great entertainment at the Appleton Fair.
That's right. Thanks a lot for joining us.